Wayne. It's the Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. Matter of fact, I guess I should use something else for this conversation.
Let's all go to court.
I'm trying to go to court. All right. Yesterday, I posted up a picture of my paperwork and I was trying to do a public service, showing an alternate way of handling things.
Okay.
Because that's what hit me yesterday. I'm like, because somebody who knows what I'm going through called me with the obligatory, "I'm your homie, let's pull up." You know what I mean? You got friends.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody got friends.
Ride
with you. You got goons. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You know, we know
like Meredith, let her steal your recipe one more time.
My goon is starts with a D and ends with an Avi.
Over a recipe.
I'll be like, where the recipe at? Where the recipe at? So, all right. So here's the deal. I have a house, my first house that I bought when I moved here to Tampa, with the help of my boss and everything else, in Carrollwood. I've lived there forever. And I rented it for the last few years. And so I was like, you know what? I need to get out of that house. But the house is old. It was built in 86. So it has to get redone.
Renovated.
And I don't live there. So I can't be there every day. And mm-hmm. so I was talking about it and talking about it. Somebody here at the office recommended a friend. And so I was like, all right, let me talk to this guy and see. Because apparently this guy does a lot of flips.
Okay.
And the word flip scares me because I'm like, this means that they like moving and whatever, whatever. So I'm like, man, you know way more than me. I mean, I need you to help me out. He's like, all right, well, how about this? Pay me and I'll run the whole deal for you and just funnel things to you like invoices. So you pay them, but I'll be the hands on.
Yeah, because you're busy.
So this is the guy that would be there every day.
Every day.
Making sure that, like, the flooring, the roof, the wall, everything that needed to be done.
He's like the planner of it.
He's the manager.
He's like the contractor.
Yeah, the contractor, the designer, whatever. He's the guy.
And this is what he already does, right?
This is his job. I'm like, so, all right, cool. You live this world. All right, you do it. So he's like, well, you're going to have to pay me $5,000.
Okay.
And so I'm like, all right, okay. So I give it to him. And I hear from him, like, for 3 weeks, and then he disappears. Like, and I mean, and like disappear where like he booked a dude to come out and take down a tree at my house.
Yeah.
And the dude did like half the work and was like, he couldn't get the dude. He couldn't get a hold of him.
Oh, damn.
And so he's then starts like, you know, hitting me like mad at me. And I'm like, yo, I'm just waiting for the dude to tell me to pay you, but I can't get a hold of him. He's like, I can't either. And so it was like this big thing. And so I hired somebody else. Big shout out to my man, Jay. Jay Rosenberg.
We love Jay.
Yeah, because, you know, and Jay came in and, you know, took it over and has it where it's almost done.
Mm-hmm.
But the dude got away with, like, my money, and he hadn't do anything.
So you still haven't heard back from him?
No.
How many times would you say you reached out to this guy?
Probably, like, seven.
Seven?
Yeah. But, like, last time I talked to him was March 14th.
Mm. Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's March 14th.
He's been dodging.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him since March.
And since then, you've tried to hit him up multiple times.
Yeah, haven't heard from him. So,
okay.
What did he say in March?
I'll call you tonight. I'm at the beach with my boys.
That was it. That was the last one.
That was the last message I got.
He's still out. Yeah. He's so busy with
his
boys.
So, and like somebody told me, they're like, yo, I saw old boy. And then somebody else is like, yo, I'm on his Facebook. He just got a promotion at his job.
Oh,
and all this other stuff. And I'm like, yo, like, I mean, you know, like I said, the pull up people have been out there like, yo, you just need to go see this dude, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, but you know what? There's also a way. And the government, the law, you know, being an American, like there's ways that you can make the process fight for you. And so I was like, I'm going to try and do this. And so I went and I, you know, looked it up. My attorney who consulted me kind of put me onto a website and stuff where you can do it. And it's built for you to do it on your own. You know, I thought I was going to be able to do the whole court thing, you know, and I was like, I didn't want to talk about it without, you know, mess up the jury pool. But somebody just hit me and said, ain't no damn jury.
Oh, damn.
And then Adavi got a chance to fight his HOA with the briefcase.
He dressed up.
Dressed up and all that stuff, walked in there with his Ronnie Cochran. So I'm thinking I get to do this. And they just told me that it's going to be on Zoom.
Oh.
So I don't even get to do that part.
You don't even get to have your, like, fake briefcase walking in there looking
all
cool.
I was ready for it. I wanted to go in there on my, like, you know, D.A. Barber type thing. Like, you know, and be like, yo, I'd like to let up the evidence show that this man didn't do his job. But I can't, so I just got to wait for them. They'll send me the thing. Then I got to have a process server serve him.
Oh, he hasn't been served yet?
No, that was just me putting in the paperwork.
Interesting.
And then they send it to you because they take it from the office down here in St. Pete over to Clearwater. But basically, the dude just ran away with my money.
How somebody just think that they can just take that much money, still live in town, and then just dodge you like that? And feel like they can just keep walking around doing the same thing, probably at other people.
I mean, well, yeah, but I mean, there are people, like I said, that's why the pull-up people are there.
Yeah.
Because they like a lot of people don't want to go through the court systems and stuff like that. But that's why I put all, like my friend Vanessa hit me and was like, yo, these hashtags are funny because I put like, you know, lawsuit don't shoot. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I'm like, let's make this a lesson where like everything ain't got to be a confrontation.
Mm.
Like, I don't never have to talk to this dude again.
Right.
But I don't want to not try and get my money.
Right. No,
and my attorney was like, listen, I can fight this and go at it hard, but then you end up paying $5,000 to get $5,000. He's like, and that's just silly.
Right.
Why don't I just put you up on game on how to do it? And go do it yourself.
Paperwork.
So you don't have to pay me.
What do you think his defense could be?
Right.
And I'm an ass. Oh, never mind. I don't know. I thought with COVID and everything, I was giving him the benefit of the doubt. Like, dude might have got sick or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I'm waiting to hear from him or something. And then I hear like everybody's on his Facebook, like, nah, this dude's on his motorcycle.
He's totally fine.
Chilling. He's doing it. I'm like, so he ain't hurt.
Did you think he had COVID or something? Uh-huh. And he was like in the hospital?
I thought the dude might have died. I don't want to be talking salty out here about somebody who might be dead. And
right.
Then I find out he living his best life with the promotion. And I'm like, well, give me my money.
Man. You know what? I'm the type of person that I love to connect people. Like, yo, you need this. I got a homeboy that does that.
I got a guy.
I got a guy. But this is the downside because this is somebody in the office who put you on to this dude. And now, you know, low-key, you kind of look at that person shady. Like, huh.
Yeah.
We got a text and it says this exact same thing happened to my dad. They started on his pool enclosure, then completely disappeared. Court told him because he started the job, he showed intent, nothing they could do. He was out of his money. Another text, what about the person that turned you on to him? Should they be held accountable to?
I mean, the person apologized to me and was like, I feel bad. And I was like, man, it ain't your fault. You know, you tried to help or whatever. And I told them, don't even get involved in it because I'm like, that's your friend. But right. I do want you to know how shady your friend is just in case you really got to put some trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't mad at you. Like, you know, it is what it is.
Are you going to try to get more than the $5,000?
No.
No?
I just want my money back. I mean, and I want the court costs.
Right.
Because I had to add that in, too. Because it costs $300 to go to court.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then, like, in a process server, you got to pay them, too. So you come out of pocket to do this.
What if he just ignores the whole situation since he's ignored your phone calls and trying to get a hold of him? What if he gets served and he just doesn't show up?
Well, that's contempt, then right? Yeah,
then they lose.
Okay. Oh, okay. So,
like, you got to show up to fight your case.
Right.
Like, once the court say you need to, they send you a summons saying, hey, you got a court date.
So he can't go to jail or anything because he didn't show up.
Nah.
Okay.
All right. That's when the goons come up.
Oh. I want to see these goons.
Whatever. I don't have no.
If you fail to appear, a default will be entered against you. If you have a claim of your own against the plaintiff, you must file in writing with the court before the pretrial.
He would lose, basically. But, I mean, you know, it ain't a lock. It's not a lock on anything. But I had to print up, hit the invoice he sent me, the proof that I paid him.
Yeah,
the
check,
bank drafts,
whatever.
And stuff like that. And then the text saying, hey, I got it, and I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do, like, all the messages saying what he was going to do. And then nothing happened.
We got another text saying the same thing happened to my family. This happened. A girl got us for $1,300 for an apartment that she didn't own, left it alone, and she ended up passing away this year. So I guess people are just getting had everywhere.
We have another text out the 352. It says, yo, I'm a contractor. This happens with unlicensed hacks. He can serve time for this.
I hope so.
That'd be good.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
If he could serve some time, that'd be good. Like, you can keep the money. Just put him in jail. Like, I just want somebody to have to pay for it. Like, because that's wrong to do this to people. And I was going to leave it alone. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, first of all, I ain't in a position to just be giving somebody that kind of blessing. Mm-hmm. And if he had told me, oh, man, I had a hardship, but let me get you half now and whatever because I had already spent it because I thought I was doing the job, that would have been something to just address right. it. But, like, you know, I would have worked with him. I mean, hell, there's a lot of people out there that owe me money.
Yeah.
Is there any part of you, because there's a lot of texts that are saying, yo, the guy in the office told his friend and they split it 50-50, $2,500 each. Is there any part of you that thinks
hashtag scam.
That this is what happened? Hashtag
that I got scammed by
yeah.
somebody in the building?
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
Dun, dun.
Stop it. I didn't think about that part. No, that's not
I happened. Doubt that that's what
that,
happened.
That's not what happened.
That's
the dude,
pretty low.
The person who told me was feeling really down about, like, yo, I'm the person who recommended him.
Right.
And I was like, nah. He's like, I want to say something. I'm like, don't put yourself in it. Let's let the courts handle it. I don't want anybody running up because I don't want you to get into some sort of argument, fight.
Yeah.
Any kind of situation, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to fight nobody over it. Then that makes me look bad in court.
I can't wait for the Zoom court date. I want to be next to you. Yeah, can I be your representative?
What's the next step? What's the next step?
They take it to Clearwater, and I think Clearwater registers it, and then they give it a court date and all that stuff. Then they send it to me. Then I give it to the process server, and the process server then goes to serve.
Can it be any? Dobby, yeah. Be a process server.
No,
I'll give you a mustache.
No, I don't want Dobby. No, I want somebody with a badge and a gun and make it official and show up at their job and all that stuff. Yeah, so y'all could be on my legal team.
Okay.
Okay.
So when we do the Zoom call, can we all sit at the same long table?
Yeah. Like, freak show representation.
We are from the law firm of Andrade,
Murmur,
Campos, and Davis and Associates. We are here to try and get our money and put him to jail.
MRD.
MRD. Yes, that's us right there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.